Today is the 23rd of April. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful day. So we have had an amazing weekend. In fact, we've probably had an amazing week in terms of weather. I don't remember it being this grey, this hot in a very long time. So I am very grateful to God for that. And as you know, today is our Thankful Mondays. And so we are going to use today to thank God for everything He has done and what He is about to do in our lives. And so with that said, we're going to continue in our line of worship. We are going to pick up from where we left off. And our verse of the day comes from Romans 1 verse 20. And it says this: since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. And so, Father, we thank You for Your creation. We thank You for its beauty and variety. We thank You for the changing seasons and the beauty of spring. But Father God, most of all, we thank You for choosing to show Yourself to us, Your creators, in Jesus' name. And so wherever you are right now, will you just begin to reflect on how God has been good to you this week, and how God has been good to you last week, and how God will be good to you this coming week. If you're new to Heart of Worship, we welcome you and welcome to the Heart of Worship family. Every Mondays, we use our Mondays to really thank God and just be grateful for the love, for the faithfulness, for the kindness, for the grace, for the mercy He has shown us over the past 7 days and the 7 days to come. We do not take this for granted. We understand that it is a gift to be alive today. It is a gift to be breathing. And so, Father, we just want to say thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You for everything You've done, for everything You're about to do. Wherever you are, just begin to lift up your voice. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Heavenly Father. Thank You, Prince of Peace. Thank You, Alpha and Omega. Thank You, our beginning and the end. Thank You to the King, who is the King of everything in our lives. Thank You. Just begin to lift up your voice. Just thank Him. We thank You for love. We thank You for peace. We thank You for kindness. We thank You for healing. We thank You for salvation. We thank You for Your blood. We thank You for our jobs. We thank You for our home. We thank You for our children. We thank You for our marriages. We thank You for our husbands-to-be, our wives-to-be. We thank You for our relationships. We thank You, God, for pretty much everything in our lives, even the things that we can't name. We thank You for the clothes on our back, the food on our table, the fact that we can see, we can speak, we can hear, we can taste, we can touch. We thank You for our senses. We thank You for our legs, that we can walk. We thank You for the simple things like being able to feel the breeze on our face. Thank You for the sun shining in our direction. Thank You for the animals, for the birds, you know, just the things that we will take for granted every day. Just thank You. We thank You, we thank You, we thank You, God, for all You have done, for all You have done for us. We thank You, oh God. We come before you with a grateful heart. We come before you. We come before you. We come before you saying thank you, Lord. We say thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the songs. Thank you for the men and women of God in our lives. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, oh God. Oh, we glorify your holy name. We reverence you. Just begin to thank your God, for he has done so much for us. Mandarabasi kitiribu shakatarabasi ndiridiridiri shandarabasi kit. Ye kitiribu shandarabasi kitiribu shandarab. God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you right now. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18, it says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So whether you're sad, whether you're happy, whether you're feeling down, whether you're depressed, whether you're feeling sick in your body, whether your mind is not quite there, or whether you're feeling joy and you're feeling loved and you're feeling at peace, the Bible says that we should give thanks in all circumstances. In all circumstances. So that means even when we don't feel like giving God thanks, we give him thanks. On the days we don't feel like he's quite done anything, quote unquote, we give him thanks.
Oh, Lord, we thank you for this moment. We thank you for the time in your presence. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your peace. God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you.
And I know sometimes it's, it may feel repetitive, you know, thanking God for the same things over and over and over again. But you have to remember that you thank God for the little things, the big things will literally follow behind. Because God then knows that you can handle the little stuff and you're grateful for the little stuff. You know, we talk about do not despise small beginnings. And so don't ever despise your beginning. Don't ever look down on where you're coming from. Instead, rejoice and know that God has been with you every step of the way. He has guided you. He has protected you. He has shielded you from things that are unseen and things that are probably seen and things or in places where we've made mistakes, but God has still covered us.
I don't know about you, but God has been good to me. Yeah. Mandarabasi ketiribusha. Oh, Father, we worship you. We glorify your name. For there is none like you. There is none like you.
The Bible says in Psalms 107 verse 1, it says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever." Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is a good God, for his steadfast love endures forever. You know, I love the fact that God didn't put a time limit on his love. He didn't say, by the time you get to 30, by the time you get to 40 or 50, my love for you would have been done, dusted. I'm not loving you anymore. He says his steadfast love endures forever. He is a good God. He is a very good God. He is a good God. He has been better to me than I have been to myself. And I know we hear this phrase a lot, but he has been so good to us that everything we do right now is because of him.
Yeah. You've been good to us, for your steadfast love endures forever, and we give you thanks, oh God. We give you thanks, oh God. We give you thanks, oh God.
You know, he's a righteous God. He's a God of integrity. He's a God of dignity. He's a moral God. He's an upright God. He's an interesting God. He's our defender. He's our keeper. He's our strength when we are weak. And he keeps us upright. Just thank him. Thank him.
Just go ahead and lift your voice. And thank him, thank him. We thank you, oh God, for all you have done for us. Thank you, oh God, for without your grace, oh Lord.
Yeah.
For there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Oh, 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 oh.
The Bible says in Ephesians 5:20, it says, "Giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Giving thanks always, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks always. So dear Heavenly Father, we do trust you, but at times we wonder if our faith in you is sufficient. But we praise God that our hope does not rely on our sufficiency, but on yours. Our hope of eternal life in heaven with you does not depend on our righteousness or good works, but on you and your everlasting faithfulness, your omnipotent strength, and your finished work on Calvary's cross. Help us to abide in you and to trust in the promises that you have given to all your children in the Bible. For your word is truth and cannot be broken. We thank you, Lord, that you chose to save all who trust in Jesus Christ and have promised that even if our faith grows weak or fails, you will not forsake us, but have promised to remain faithful to finish the good work that you have started in us. And for that, Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen and amen and amen. So guys, thank you for joining us this morning, this afternoon, this evening, or whatever time you are listening to this. If this is your first time listening to Heart of Worship, welcome, 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 and thank you for joining us. If this is your first time, please head over to my Instagram page or my Facebook page at JC May or JC May Music and just send me a message. I would love to get to know you. But until tomorrow, family, my prayer for you is this: may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. I love you. Until tomorrow, stay blessed. Bye.